We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, and it's been a few weeks since we chatted. Unfortunately, Fred, the same topic seems to be on top of mind all around Congress and all around Washington and all across the nation. It is the shutdown. Many thought it wouldn't happen. It has happened. It's been now day number 8 as we converse. Do you see any signs of optimism that this can be settled quickly?
Well, we are the answer to the question, I guess we're a day closer to the end, but no one knows when the end is going to be. So there's a little bit of hope that's coming out, but it's going to be a number of days yet before things get settled. We have a Republican conference meeting this morning. The Democrats are conferencing as well this morning. There's been only a little bit of discussion, I'd say, between the House and the Senate, almost nothing with the White House. So this is going to go a number of days yet as we try to figure out a course to take between, you know, the bill that passed the House and the bill that passed the Senate. In the meantime, in the House, we've passed a number of smaller bills, whether it be focused on the Food and Drug Administration or the National Institute of Health. We're doing one today on Head Start. We did one for the veterans last week, one for the D.C. government. Some have been taken up by the Senate. Some have not. Some have been signed by the president. Obviously, if it doesn't pass either body, the president doesn't get them. So we've made a wee bit of progress, but we got a lot more to go as we try to negotiate a settlement between the two sides.
What will it take to get a settlement, Fred?
Well, both sides really have to start listening to each other. I know that I'm one that's trying to push folks, not only within the administration, but certainly in both Republican and Democratic circles, to our leaders to sit down and talk. There is a couple different ways that we can get this resolved, but it's going to be, I'm sure, into the weekend before this thing is, before we really see the curtain raised and the show goes on.
Do you get a sense, Fred, that this is a case where both sides are going to have to check their pride and check their egos at the door before they agree on something?
Yeah, neither side is going to get a complete victory here. Let's face it. We have divided government, and it's close. It's a close margin in the House. It's relatively close in the Senate. And obviously, to get anything across the finish line, the president has to agree to it as well. So, you know, as we look about where we are, I think from the Republican perspective, there's a growing mood to say, you know, we've been kicking the can down the road a long time, raising the debt ceiling, not necessarily seeing the real changes in the way that the government's run, and you know, it's time that we look at some things like entitlement reform, tax reform, real spending caps down the lines that would replace the sequester for more than a year. A whole host of things that certainly ought to be on the plate, and maybe we can make some progress on that in the next number of days. We'll see.
Talking with Congressman Fred Upton, and you touched upon some of the reforms that you felt need to be addressed. Can it be addressed now, or are we to the point of at least get this, you know, get the shutdown ended, get past the federal debt ceiling crisis deadline coming up, and then deal with it? Can it something be done now, or is it a case of let's get the Band-Aid out of the way and then try to deal with the problem?
Well, the big issue that's really that where we need to figure out a solution, of course, is the debt ceiling, because this is, if the debt ceiling is not raised, then the United States defaults. And that's not a position that anybody wants us to be in. You can imagine the impact on the markets, the credit rating, folks, IRAs, I mean, all those different factors come into pretty huge play. And, you know, there's some talk, the administration has indicated that they think that the real deadline is next week. Some reports even today suggest it might be the end of the month. But regardless, I think that is the deadline that is going to force us all to try and reach some conclusion to where we are. And that discussion will be certainly very strong and going on strong in the next couple of days as we get ready for that deadline to hit. And that's why, as Congress now returns, even though we did have votes through the weekend, and really today, Tuesday, this is the big day when both caucuses meet, and perhaps we'll see some path when those meetings are over.
Talk about the Republican caucus getting together, Fred. How tough is it for some in the caucus to not only try to deal with what the other side of the aisle is trying to do, but also trying to deal with elements within the GOP that want to pressure perhaps a hard-line stance in this matter?
Well, we have, you know, both caucuses are divided. Both the Democratic and Republican caucus are divided. I know from the Democratic side, they're talking about bringing up a clean debt ceiling. Again, this is focused on raising the debt ceiling. In the past number of years, these have not passed. In fact, it was rejected pretty much outright in the House 2 years ago by a 2-to-1 margin. And I think most observers would confess that the chances of raising the debt ceiling without any strings is pretty remote, certainly in the House. Though in the Senate, I think that it's going to be pretty close. But you've got, again, you've got members on both sides, the full spectrum, on both the House or in both the House Republican and Democratic caucuses. And it's, you know, it's when the margin is as close as it is, it's hard to get the 218 votes to get this thing resolved out of the 433 members or so that we have now, as we have a couple of vacancies. So the discussions move forward, and we'll see where it takes us.
Talking with Congressman Fred Upton, this is something I've chatted with Bill Heisinger in the past, and I want to get your thoughts on some of the moves that are being made while we are in a situation like this we are in Washington with the government shutdown, similar to what happened during the sequester situation. It's almost as if the administration is taking punitive action against the people to try to steer public opinion and public pressure onto Republicans in the House, such as yourself. We saw in the sequester some services cut that maybe didn't necessarily need to, but it was just sort of, to some, petty actions. Now we're seeing not only the state, the national parks close. We have the World War II memorial situation from earlier this month involving Bill Heisinger. Now we get the Social Security Administration warning that if the debt ceiling isn't raised, that full benefits can't be guaranteed. It just seems as if one side is using their power of the executive office and the executive branch to try to put pressure on the legislative branch by saying, okay, if you're going to do this, we're not going to do this for the people and let the people rise up against you guys.
Well, it does seem like some of the moves by the administration are very petty, and frankly, they're wrong. To think, and I was there when the World War II memorial was dedicated with Bob Dole, this is on open space in the mall, and to think that someone would spend money and put gates around it to prevent folks from getting there is really wrong. There was a story over the weekend that someone had paid to be married on the grounds of the Jefferson Memorial, and they canceled that. I mean, give me a break. That's just ridiculous. There's no federal presence or, you know, whatever. It's not like even going inside. This is outside. We passed a bill last week as it relates to some of our defense civilian employees, and they do a lot of great things for us, particularly at our bases. I was talking to Candace Miller, my colleague from the other side of the state, and she had hundreds of people that were laid off at Selfridge. Well, we passed a law to have them come back, and the Defense Department said, no, it's not good enough. Well, guess what? It finally got reversed. And whether it's looking over our national security issues, our nuclear arsenal, I mean, all those different things, there were lots of people who were told to stay home when, in fact, they're essential. And that's just wrong. So my sense is that some of these decisions were purely political and really put the risk of the United States in many, a whole number of different ways potential harm's way, just bad.
Congressman Fred Upton, we're out of time, unfortunately, and I know that hopefully Congress is not out of time in terms of getting the shutdown taken care of, getting the debt ceiling taken care of, maybe getting some reforms taken care of, and get back to what some say is what they're supposed to be doing, governing.
Well, yeah, well, you're right, and actually we've got I'm in a meeting later today, and you know, as we look at all the other issues, whether it be energy independence, whether it be immigration, whether it be a whole host of things, life-saving drugs and different issues that certainly my committee is working on, it's all stalled at the moment until we get this behind us. So we're going to be here obviously till it's over, but it's important that we get this resolved, that both sides listen to each other, we can negotiate an agreement and move forward.